Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com. This is your daily industry news update for May 18th, 2018. In today's news, a new Otis job in San Francisco includes a worldwide first. Details are revealed for the external elevator for Chicago's Aon Center. The president of Tajikistan wants a Belarusian lift plant in his country. And NEI announces its 2018 board of directors.
Otis has been selected to outfit the new Oceanwide Center in downtown San Francisco with 53 elevators and escalators. It will be the first development in the world to use Otis Compass Plus Destination Dispatch System, which will allow the elevators to more efficiently manage incoming, outgoing, and interfloor traffic without having passengers travel back to the lobby or inconvenient transfer floors. Scheduled to open in 2022 in the South of Market neighborhood, Oceanwide Center consists of a 625-foot tall, 54-story residential hotel tower and a 910-foot tall, 61-story residential office tower along First Street.
Curb Chicago has updated Chicago's Battle for Observation Deck Supremacy involving 601W Companies, owner of the Aon Center, seeking approval to build a 1,000-foot-long panoramic elevator to serve as a tourist attraction on its 82nd and 83rd floors. To cost $185 million, the Solomon Cordwell Wins designed addition is angular to evoke the tower's chevron-shaped vertical columns. A double-deck elevator enclosed in a glass shaft attached to the stone tower's exterior would be among the tallest panoramic elevators in the world. Traveling at 1,200 feet per minute, it would also help alleviate overcapacity in the tower's current elevators. The source indicated the elevator and other proposed related additions will require a zoning amendment, making them subject to city oversight and approval. However, construction could begin soon, as there is an optimistic timeline of a 2020 opening.
Tajikistan President Emomali Rahmon is interested in Belarusian lift manufacturer Moguda Liftmash setting up an assembly plant in his country, Belarus News reports. Rahmon visited the Belarus National Expo held in the Tajikistan capital Dushanbe in May and familiarized himself with the company's elevators. The next step will be conducting a feasibility study on a potential plant, which would produce at least 500 elevators a year. Rahmon said a Moguda Liftmash facility in Tajikistan would serve not only the capital, but the entire country, as well as create jobs.
The National Elevator Industry Incorporated announced its 2018 directors and officers in May, following its 84th annual meeting in Atlanta. Serving a one-year term, they are Tom Vining from Otis Americas as president, Sterrett Lloyd from Draka Elevator Products serving as vice president, Michael Bauschka from Kone Americas serving as treasurer, Karen Pennefield from NEI serving as secretary, Larry Wash from Kone, Katsuji Okuda from Fujitech America Incorporated, Greg Ehrenbright from Schindler, Eric Zommers from Mitsubishi Electric U.S. Incorporated, and John McCabe from ThyssenKrupp.
For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.